Today is Tuesday, December 15th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So, I'm recording right at 5 o'clock on the dot, because I got a lot accomplished with work, and I thought, I'm just going to quit right now. I'm not going to go any further than 5 o'clock. I was actually mid-email. I was mid-draft of an email that I was sending to someone. And I thought, you know what? I can do that tomorrow. I can just send that email tomorrow. And I closed my laptop and I ended my day. I do have I have a meeting tomorrow night at 8:30 p.m. my time for work, which I rarely ever do. Back in the day when I was on a I was a test automation engineer, and I worked on a team, and I had actually by then I had a team under me. So I wasn't the manager, but I was the leading the test automation for a particular thing, and we had offshore vendors, we call them, but what do you call them? They're not employees of Walmart, contractors, but we pay them. And these were in, at one point, India, but also at one point in the Philippines. And so I would have meetings late at night, and it was kind of a common thing, once a week or once every other week or something like that. And I would, what I would do is I would rotate it. So one week we would do morning my time so that it inconvenienced them a little bit because it was evening their time. And one week we would do evening my time, which is morning their time. So I would rotate the meetings. But since I've moved into this other role, the other roles that I've been in for the past 2 or 3 years, I haven't had any offshore contractors that I was dealing with, at least not on a day-to-day basis. And so I haven't had to do that, but there's a group that are, well, there's something related to my product that the people who are going to be working on it are offshore. And so the only time that we could all meet is tomorrow evening. Ugh, I hate it, but it is what it is. So around the house, we haven't been doing much. One thing that came up, it snowed a couple of days ago. And I know I read something on Twitter where Kathy Bacon was asking, she was asking something about, did it snow because the airport was closed or something? I don't know if it was closed, but her son couldn't fly to the Arkansas airport for some reason. And so I have been dealing with this snow. Mark and I have been dealing with this snow. And more around Sydney, because our dog, Sydney, she's a Shih Tzu. Many of you have probably seen pictures of her. She loves to play in the snow. Like, she really loves to play in the snow. And she doesn't. She dives. She'll jump up and dive face first into the snow. She likes to bury her nose in the snow, and she'll lift her head and she'll just have all this snow. It's so cute. It is the cutest thing you'll ever see, or one of the cutest things you'll ever see. And she likes to do that, but she also likes to roll around in the snow. And after it snowed, I didn't look, so I don't know. We probably accumulated 2 to 3 inches, I would say. And, so it was covering all the grassy areas. And of course she pees and she does number two and all that in the grass. She doesn't do it on the concrete, and she doesn't do it in the house. We don't have pads or anything that she goes on. Mark walks her. Occasionally I walk her, but most of the time it's Mark. And I take her out to the front yard and let her pee mainly. And, cause she doesn't do number two unless she's walked. And sometimes I take her out in the backyard, and eventually we're going to get a doggy door. We had a We had a doggy door insert that we were using, but we were having a really bad fly problem when we first moved into the house. And we thought that maybe because the seal wasn't good around this, it was just one of those inserts that you insert into the sliding glass door. And for one thing, we could never lock our sliding glass door. And for another, we thought that we had insects coming in the little gaps. And so we decided to take that out and stop using it. She's really good at following a schedule. She only needs to go out like 3 times a day. So I will take her out first thing in the morning. And then Mark will take her out for a walk in the afternoon around 4, 4:30, or in the summer, 5, 5:30, something like that. And then before bed, I take her out one more time. And she's really good on that schedule. She never has an accident. She's gotten really used to it. So that's what we've been doing because it's easier than having this doggy door insert where insects are coming in. So we took her out the first time we had to take her out after it snowed, and she immediately started, Mark walked her basically. And so, he came back in and she had all this snow caked all over her fur. She has long hair or long fur, and the snow will just clump in hard golf ball like clumps all over her feet, but it'll get under her stomach. And because she likes to dive and go face first, it'll be in her beard. Shih Tzus have a beard. They have long hair under their chin. And it was all over her. And so he and I had to, basically, he just put her in the shower because we tried using the blow dryer, but there were such big pieces of ice or snow that the blow dryer was taking forever. And so he finally just turned on the hot water in the shower and sprayed her down underneath her legs and her underbelly and stuff like that. And then we had to blow dry her because we don't let her just wander around the house wet. Her hair gets all curly and weird. And so we normally blow dry her immediately after we get her wet, basically. So then I had to take her out later that night. And it was just for a pee. But I took her out and I said, okay, go pee. And I thought she would just go pee. She ran out into the snow. She immediately started diving face first into the snow. I didn't have her on a leash because I did it in the backyard. I let her out in the backyard. He walked her in the front, so he had her on a leash when he walked her or when he let her out earlier. But I just let her out in the backyard because I didn't want to go out the front. And she immediately started diving face first. Then she started rolling. And I was practically begging her. I was like, come on, Sydney, just pee. Hurry up, you know. And I'm laughing the whole time because it is so funny to see her dive into the snow. And she's hopping around and hopping, 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 and then diving. And then she'll roll over. But at the same time, it was very frustrating because as she's doing this, this snow is caked all over her. And so then I tried digging with our, we have a snow shovel for some reason. I don't know why. It never snows here, but we have a snow shovel for some reason. And I tried shoveling just a small area just to get it down to the grass. So I just skimmed it. And then we put up her doggy fence that we used when she was a puppy. That's how we fenced her in the house. I took it outside and made a little fence around this area, and she wouldn't pee. Like, she just would stand there like, I don't know what you want me to do. This is not a large enough area for me to sniff around in, I guess. So then finally I took her to the front, and finally I was able to get her to pee. Well, this was bedtime. This was time to go to bed, basically, and around 11:30 in the evening, I had to wash her down again and spend, I don't know, 20 minutes blow drying her, because she sleeps with us as well, and we can't have her getting in the bed wet. She'll get the bed all wet. It was so inconvenient. Now what I've done, she normally pees when she goes to the front, but there's a little strip of grass around the mailbox. There's a word for it and I can't remember, But we have a lawn and then a sidewalk and then just a tiny little bit more lawn before you get to the street. And so normally she goes to that little section and does her business there. So I took the snow shovel and I snow shoveled just a little bit right around the mailbox. And this time I had her on a leash and I took her anyway. So, and she peed there. And so that's been what we've been doing for the last day. But it's funny and frustrating all at the same time. If it didn't stick or if I could put on some kind of clothes on her, but she doesn't like to wear shoes or clothes or anything like that. If I could do that and watch her roll around and dive into the snow and all that, it would be so funny. But it's not as funny when you have to get all that snow off of her when you come back in the house. So we've been dealing with that. I talked about the fact that I'm trying to do backups for all of my computers on my network-attached storage that I've got. So I started that up, and it's taking forever because one of my old laptops, or one of the old machines, has almost a terabyte of data on it. And what I really want to do, and I've told you guys before, I have so many computers, and I don't use, a lot of them are old and just not good enough to be used anymore. So I want to go through all of that once I get it backed up to the network attached storage and try to organize it all. And these are photos, these are podcast files, these are video, but it's going to take me forever. But I'm determined to do some sort of organization and then have another level of backup somewhere else offsite, either Google Drive or I don't know. So that's another project I'm working on. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.